Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
Your podcast personal trainers for today, the 5th of, what, April? Yeah.
Yes.
It's April.
It is. Well, I know it's April. I was doing the math of
well, I know it's the
what
5th.
Day it was.
I know it's the 5th because that's when I come back.
Yeah.
Actually, no. It's a, sorry. I'm gone for 5 days, so it's the 4th, right? Because Friday's the 1st.
Yeah.
Saturday, no. 2nd.
What's today? Today's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. So, no. Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. All right.
Today's Wednesday.
So, it is the 5th. Yeah. I was right in my original math.
So, yeah. Today's the 5th because tomorrow's
Thursday's
the
1st. Yeah, yeah. Because so. I remember I signed up for my plane ticket and I was like, Anna, how bad would it be if I flew in? We had this whole thing planned out and it was just a massive April Fool's joke on you. And she's like, please don't do that.
That would be actually quite entertaining.
That would be the worst thing ever. That would be the worst thing ever.
That'd be very mean.
No, well, it'd be bad for both of us because then I don't.
Yeah, that'd be pointless, but right. It would be funny.
Oh, it would be. Oh, man.
It'd be a good April Fool's joke. For, like, someone you didn't need to see.
Right.
Like, Sean Grimm. Like, we were like, oh, we're going to come see you. We'll come in the 1st. And we'll be there for the weekend. And we'll come back to the 5th. Like, that would be funny.
Except, it'd be like, oh, yeah, dude, don't worry about it. We'll just take the subway. Don't even worry about picking us up. Blah, blah, blah. We'll just take the subway. Dude, we're outside your house. We're outside your house.
Yeah, you can totally play it off that way.
Right. I don't know where we are. Sean, I don't know where we are.
There's a very large man, and that is a knife.
That actually is a great idea, Tyler.
Next year.
Or this year. Dude, I'm coming out to New York.
How great would it be if we were like, April Fools, but since what? It's like September.
Exactly. September prank. Or what? Yeah, I don't even know.
Silly September.
Silly September.
Happy Silly September.
Jovial June.
Yeah.
Joke do. July.
We good.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish there was a P month. Because that could be prank Proctober.
Oh, man, October.
Oh, man.
That'd be good.
Yeah. What about February?
February.
Funny February.
Funny February.
Yeah.
Madness. March Madness.
March but no, that's already taken. I don't like that. Yeah, at all. Oh. Maniacal March.
Mischief.
Yeah.
Mischief May.
Hey, you know what? The
Mischief
thing is,
May.
No, Tyler, let's think about it. Let's think about it. April Fools. It doesn't even have to be alliteration. You and I are racking our brains.
Because we're so much clever.
Yeah, more crap. Yeah. Well, maybe if you go back to the original April Fools, it makes sense.
What's the originality of it?
I think it's French. I'm pretty sure it's either French or Irish. I don't know, because there was a thing in France, whenever we were in French class on April Fool's Day, you would try and stick little paper fishes onto people's back. Like, you smell like fish.
Oh, those Frenchmen are so funny.
They are very funny. Oh, good times. Guess what, Tyler?
What?
In less than 24 hours, I will be...
From this event right now.
From this event right now. From where we are. I will be in Tennessee.
That sounds great.
Yeah, so meaning that I have mentally checked out.
That's fine.
I have 3 appointments this afternoon. And... I don't give a crap about them.
Yeah, like
they're not paying customers anyway. Oh. They're the assessments. So I guess they technically could become customers, could become clients. I guess I should give them my all just because they're people. But I am checked the hell out.
And that's okay.
I hope it's okay. Oh, I know it's okay because, well, even if it's not okay, I don't give a crap.
It's happening. So it
it's
really
exactly.
Matter.
Exactly. So in, kind of accordance with my preparations for leaving tomorrow morning, we are going to go over some travel tips. A lot of times people, they'll just hop on a plane and then realize halfway through that they are subject to a lot of shitty food.
And a lot of... Wow. Ooh. I'm still...
Tyler's still technically sick. Right. Ooh, that is pretty. Oh, dear Lord. Tyler's losing a lung. So while Tyler goes to spit that junk up, there are a lot of just simple choices that we're going to go over today that will help you make most of your travel plans on the airplane. And, oh my gosh, I don't know if you can hear that, but I think Tyler is seriously dying. It is really, really tragic.
We are good.
All right. And we're back. So, a lot
maybe
of
not, but we're good for it now.
A lot of what we're going to talk about today comes down to preparation.
Yeah, so much of traveling, I feel, is preparation. Like, uh-huh. You've been getting ready for the last 3 days.
Mentally. Well, mentally. This is a big trip for me. That's why. Yeah. I've just been excited for it.
Uh-huh. And so, preparing.
Actually, technically, I've been getting prepared for what? 3 weeks?
Yeah, since you've grown your beard out.
I know. I don't know if you guys know, but I have a pretty sweet beard going on, and it is awesome.
So, yeah, it's one of those things where traveling, you need to prepare in general. So, often I feel that nutrition is overlooked at times.
Because you're just like, oh, I'm so stressed out with my passport and my tickets and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no. Take a second. You'll be much better.
Yeah. It's very easy. Guess what I'm trying to say is that to add it to your checklist.
Right.
That kind of thing of how you're going to stay nutritious.
Right. So what's your number one, what's the first thing that people should do?
Is bring an Nalgene bottle.
Bring an Nalgene bottle.
Or now, a mind Swiss you, container or yeah, whatever the SIG, you wanted.
Mind you, cannot bring it full through.
That's why I said a container.
The checkpoint. Because they will make you throw that crap out. You cannot pour it out. You have to throw the whole thing away.
Oh, really? You have to throw the whole thing away.
Yeah, or you can leave the whole security thing, go pour it out in the bathroom, then go back through security. So, bring an empty container.
Yeah, just bring an empty one. Like, mine was metal when we went to Costa Rica. I brought my metal one.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care about any of that stuff, which is quite entertaining. Because
if I fill that up, that's a weapon.
Oh, yeah. That is easily... I could swing that sucker around and knock somebody out.
But then again, my luggage? Yeah, I can throw that at someone.
Yeah, but... So, I brought an Nalgene bottle or the SIG bottle. I love them. They're easily fillable.
Uh-huh.
And you just need to stay hydrated through all of the traveling and whatnot. So often you get distracted and you don't stay hydrated and people tend to pass out.
Right. Or by the time you get to your location, you're... feeling gross because you didn't hydrate properly. Yeah. And you're going to have to use the bathroom in the airplane. Suck it up. You're a big girl or boy. You can handle it.
It's actually kind of fun. I look at it as a challenge.
It is. It's like, I try and go when there's turbulence.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more of
a workout. I'm sure it's less entertaining for girls, which I'm sure...
No, because I think they hover. I would hover.
They could hover. And also, it's kind of like being on Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
The Disneyland ride, if you just sat there.
Exactly, and they have the handheld things, too.
There's handles, which I find good to, at least, I usually hold on to one handle.
I do the arm in front.
Yeah, the
arm
yeah.
in front, that's
there's
my favorite.
There's gotta be a positioner hand, and then a positioner hand.
Right.
But yeah. Because I went to the bathroom on the bus coming back from Costa Rica.
Okay.
Not the bus, like, we did not drive to Costa Rica.
Which would have been awesome.
Yeah, that would have been a drive. But there was one of our little tours, we had like an hour drive and I had to go bad. And so I went to the back of the bus and I was peeing in there. There was a bathroom and it was, I was just peeing out the back of the bus, the emergency exit, like take that thing out. But no, there was a bathroom and it's an adventure. It adds a little bit of goodness to it.
Plus then you're getting a little bit of a workout in. Because you're balancing.
Yeah, there's balance. There's a little bit of some squats going on. Trying to readjust yourself.
Yeah. Unstable surface training.
It's good.
Yeah. The next thing that I would say, highly recommend, is you bring your own snacks. For multiple reasons.
Yes.
One, because the food that you're going to be able to buy in the airport is pretty bad.
And, there's majority of it is bad.
Yes. And we'll get to how to, that they're, where
there's a majority of it bad, but then the other thing is that it's also jacked up on price.
Right. It's super expensive.
Yeah. So and then, your normal $2 thing is going to be $5.
Right. Not a good thing.
Yeah.
And then second, the food that if you're on a long enough flight, you're going to get food on the airplane, and that food is going to be awful.
Majority of the time, it is awful taste-wise and nutritionally.
Right. Usually jacked up on sodium, just fresh out of the microwave, and a lot of carbs, a lot of just processed crap that you don't need to eat.
I'm a big fan of, first off, I travel always with a power bar. Not a power bar, but like
power bars.
Yeah. But like a protein bar. A protein bar of some kind. Like I have like three or four in my car. I have a cup in my bag,
right,
and stuff. Like I always have them with me for when I get hungry.
Right. One of my favorites is a little Ziploc baggie of almonds. Great snack. And then plus while you're eating your almonds, you'll probably be encouraged to want to drink your water.
Yeah.
Because you'll be thirsty because almonds are kind of...
Same with protein bars.
Same with protein bars, yep. Also, fruit is a really good...
Fruit you have a hard time with if you're going out of the country.
True. Very true.
And some, like... I think it was when I was traveling from Hawaii back to America.
Uh-huh.
Which, it's not... It's... You're in the same country.
Right, but bugs...
There's different laws and whatnot. Basically, if you go over a body of water, for the most part,
right,
you're... Don't bring fruit.
Or over a country border.
Yeah.
From Mexico to California, you can't bring certain things.
So that's kind of the one variable with fruit.
Right.
And you can usually get fruit at the airport.
It's not going to be good fruit.
It's not quality-wise the best.
Right.
You know, it's probably a couple of days old, whatnot. And it's going to be jacked up on price.
Right.
But all in all, I personally, like, would rather... pay more for crappy than even deal with it.
Yes.
Like, I get in and out of TSA. I don't want to be there.
No.
That's the security. I don't
right.
want to be there. I want to get in and out. I literally get angry at people that are taking 20 minutes to do nothing.
Oh, no. I plan with my loafers or flip-flops.
Yeah.
No belt.
Laptop is
yeah.
already out.
Exactly.
It's
so set.
It is amazing how many times they tell you how to do things during security.
And you're like, wait,
and yet
what?
People don't understand how to do it.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Shocking. So what's another health tip?
What I was going to say was most airports have like a Subway in it.
Uh-huh.
Or like a sandwich place of some kind.
Right.
Or just a place that you can get like a salad or whatnot. I'm a big fan of getting those and then bringing them on the plane.
Absolutely.
Though that's a great way. Just bypass the stewardess. Just be like, I don't need whatever they're handing out.
Right.
I've got my sandwich.
First or off, you know what? Take it and then pick apart what's good.
Yeah.
You know, or look at the person across from you and see what they got.
Yeah. I mean, take it. Worst case scenario, you can offer it as a, hey, I really don't want any of this, but if anybody wants it around me.
Right. Hey, if you guys want to kill yourselves.
Peace offering to some of the people around you.
Right.
It's nice.
Yes. That's good. One other thing a lot of people neglect in the mornings, if they're leaving early, is eating something before they go. Massively important. Because then you're not going to be... It's kind of dominoes. If you don't eat breakfast, then you're going to be hungrier when you're in the airport. So you're going to look for something. There's not going to be many good choices. So you're going to pick something crappy. Then when you get on the plane, you're going to eat something crappy. Blah, 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 blah. And on and on. So if you eat breakfast...
If de facto.
Yeah.
Eat exactly. breakfast. Eat breakfast, period.
Always eat breakfast. And eat something fairly substantial. Not something that's going to have to make you go number two. Because...
That's hard on a plane.
Dropping a twosie on a plane is difficult.
Which, then, also, I would encourage people to watch coffee intake.
Absolutely. And that was actually the next thing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying watch your coffee intake because it does tend to go through systems faster.
Right.
It,
serves as a diuretic.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the word I was looking for. Stools. I was going to go into like...
Okay.
Basically makes you have to go to the bathroom.
Yes. It's got to make you go drop a twosie. And also it dehydrates you. So you're going to need to drink more water on top of that. So stick to under 100 milligrams of caffeine. 120 if you have to have 2 cups of coffee. That's around... 120 is around the amount of caffeine in 2 cups of coffee. Okay, so we've covered water, food, breakfast, snacks. All those
water,
things.
Water.
Anything else that people...
Is there anything else that you're thinking of?
You know what? No. I mean, there are... Okay, here's the thing. It's like Tyler was saying, that there are always good choices. So if you have the time in between flights, go do a little walk around. Don't just settle on the first thing you see. You go to the Starbucks. They sometimes sell those salads and the bananas and that kind of stuff.
They also have, like, tuna sandwiches and stuff like that.
Yeah, which are not a bad choice. You're not going to get the gluten-free. You're not going to get the organic. You're not going to get the high-quality stuff at the airports. So just know that. I mean, you guys, people have traveled before. Yeah. But well, a lot of people just zoom to the first thing. They'll go to, like, the, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken or the Orange Julius or whatever and get something that's jacked up on sugar instead of quality ingredients.
Yeah, and that I find tends to then make a little bit of everything more uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Absolutely. And you know what? As always, look for real food. You know, don't look for the processed crap. Always look for fresh fruits, fresh meats, fresh vegetables as best you can when you're there. Look for, like, whole chicken breast instead of, you know, processed meats. All of those things. Because those things are loaded with sodium. Never add salt to your stuff because that's going to dehydrate you as well.
Yeah. Watch the sodium. That's a good one.
Yeah. Sodium intake is massive on a plane. Doesn't mean you shouldn't eat sodium, but just know that all the food that you're going to be handed is, like, in the thousands for sodium content.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's awful. Because it's a preservative, so. Yes. Cool.
I think that's about it.
Go
get on a plane.
Go get on a plane, travel, do something with your life.
I was telling you to go get on a plane.
I will. I'm so excited. Because I, let's see. I will be flying out in 16 hours.
Yes.
Well, I'll be at the airport in 16 hours.
Okay.
And then I'll be flying out in 18 hours. And then...
What time do you leave on Thursday?
6.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be at the airport at 4. But then I don't get to Nashville till 1:40. But consider the time change 2 hours ahead, so I'm technically leaving at 8. So.
Okay. That's not bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all. That's what? 5 hour flight, 5.5 hour.
Yeah, that's not a bad day.
No, not that rough.
You could sleep most of it too.
Sleep, and then I have some homework kind of got to do and all that. So, I'm so excited.
Sounds fun. All right, well, have a great week.
Yeah, do you want to take us out, T? Or no, you
no,
don't want to.
I don't
no.
Want
to. All right, well, we will talk to you on Wednesday, and you'll get to hear all about my trip too.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Peace. Twist as he can bear.